Hallelujah. Can two, are you there?
Yes.
Amos 3, verse 3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Mm-hmm. Right? Let's just read these real quick because I need to set you up with. And then John 1:1. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So who is God? God is the Word. Right? Can two walk together except they be agreed? Right? Read this out of your Bible. You can't walk with God unless you're in agreement.
Yes, right.
He can't walk with you, together with you, unless you're in agreement. Well, who has to change in this scenario? We do, because He doesn't change. Go to my next verse of Scripture. Go to Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So He's not going to change. You're going to have to change. Welcome to church. I don't want to change. I just want to go and be myself. Well, it's okay to go and be yourself, but you're still going to have to change. Mm-hmm. If you want to walk with God, which I recommend highly.
Yeah.
I recommend that you walk with God, but two can't walk together except they be agreed. He is the Word, and that's how He does not change. You understand, I went down this trail a while before. Jesus, when He came from heaven and He came into the earth, what happened to Him? He became a baby first, right? So He changed. This can't be that Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever didn't change. Then He went and He died on the cross. He received your sins. He was, right?
Yep.
Did He change? Yes. Then He was raised from the dead. And He's seated in the highest position in the universe.
Hallelujah.
And with the name above all names.
Hallelujah.
And He is changed again. But He, the Word, did not change. And He's the Word that we need to walk with. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Now, if I can get you over here, I'll help you out. I know I've said a lot of this stuff before, but you know I'm going to say it again. Because it takes time sometimes for you to get it. Takes time for it to sit down in there. How are you going to walk with God?
The Word.
Who is He?
The Word.
He's the Word. How are you going to walk with the Word? You're going to have to agree with God. So you're going to walk with God by agreeing with His Word.
Amen.
Now, do you suppose this is just mental agreement?
No.
You don't get anything out of mental agreement, do you? In the beginning, God said. And everything that you're in here in the earth is something that God said. He said it. And you're the only way you can walk with God is by saying.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And I realize this is a strong message, and it's hard for some people to understand right away, but this is the way it is. God is the Word. You have to agree with Him. You walk with Him, and you're walking. What is it? You got to agree with your mouth. Do you understand?
Yep.
If He is the Word, do you just agree by, I agree? Me and this Bible full of words agree. We agree. See how in agreement we are? Is that really the way it is? No. You morph yourself into it. His words are just words, unless they're spoken. I don't know if you're here or not. If I had a microphone and I put it up here like Dr. Dufresne did that one time, he came up, he put a microphone right there. What's it say? Oh, I agree with that. I'm in agreement. Is it saying anything?
No, we've got to say.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How can two walk together? Two what? You and God's Word.
Hallelujah.
How do you speak? How do you get in agreement with His Word? By saying it. When you say His Word, you're in agreement with His Word. And you're walking with God. This, you know, I have preached on this. I wouldn't say until I'm blue in the face, but that's never going to happen.
No.
There's only one way that you can walk with God, and that is in being in agreement with His Word and speaking His Word. He is the Word. And the only way you can agree with Him is by saying the Word. Some of you are getting it. Jesus is Lord. Go to Romans 10, 13. Hallelujah. Are you getting anything out of this? Or am I just up here ranting and raving again? I mean, I'm flailing my arms and stomping and everything. Shoo. A lot of people won't preach this. A lot of people don't like this message because it's offensive. Well, you know, offense is offensive. God puts up a fence. You got to pick one side. You're going to get on the side or the other side and then stay on your side. Right. Choose sides. Whose side are you on? Right. Hallelujah. I really hope you got what I said because it's not going to get any better. It's going to get harder. But it gets better when you apply the word. Yeah. You understand that? It gets better when you apply the word. When you say the word, it gets better. Oh, God, if I could just open up people's heads and dump this in there. Yeah. I'm going to invent some device to do that with. Except God already did. It's called an ear.
Oh, that's right.
It comes by hearing. People keep their ears closed. That was good.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God forever. Romans 10:13. Are you there? What does it say? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The word saved, we know what it means. It means saved. You get saved, you can die and go to heaven. Or it also means, and it means healed. It means delivered.
That's right.
It means established. It means set free from devils. It says it means prospered. This is my will for you. This is God's will for you, that you prosper and be in health.
Yes.
Whosoever shall call. What does call mean?
Call, speak, out.
I mean, a lot of people don't even know this anymore. They mean text. Whosoever shall text the name of the Lord shall be saved. No. You got to call.
With your mouth.
And when you use your mouth. When you call, what do you use?
Your mouth.
You sure?
Yes.
You have to call. And if you call on the name of the Lord, and this is why I had to do those verses in the beginning. You have to walk with God. You got to be in agreement with Him. Jesus is the Word. It's the same as His name. His name and His Word are, you know, old people used to know this. Mm-hmm. That your word and your name were the same thing. Right?
Yeah.
If I give you my word, it's the same as my name. And my name's the same as my word. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
But we have to explain it to people today because they don't even know what you're talking about. Are you a man of your word? Have you ever heard that before? A man of your word. That means if I use your name and I put words with it, they're the same thing. They're on the same level. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord or call on the word of the Lord, because the word is backed by the name and the name is backed by the word, shall be saved, shall be healed, shall be delivered, shall be prospered. Whosoever shall call. What are you calling? I've got a lot of people that are calling has nothing to do with the Word of God. They're calling on things that have nothing to do with the Bible or the name of Jesus. They're calling devils. They're calling poverty. They're calling for recession. They're calling for all of this stuff. They're calling for strife and stress. And anger. They're calling for it. What are they calling with?
Their mouth.
What are they going to get? That's what they're going to get. Whosoever shall call with their mouth on the name, the word of the Lord, shall be what the word of the Lord is.
Yes.
We have a lot of people that aren't calling Jesus their healer. I wish God would heal me. Well, have you called Jesus your healer? If you call on the name of the Lord as healer, you will be healed. It's as simple as that. Yeah, but no. Well, you got to do it. Do it. You're always saying that. You say, I got to say it. That's why I don't like you. You're always telling me I got to say the word. Well, you aren't going to like me anymore when I get up to this next verse of scripture then. If you don't call, you don't get. It's as simple as that. You call, you get. It's as simple as that. Did I read this? Whosoever. Whosoever, that means you. Remember the song, Whosoever Meaneth Me? You remember that? Old Baptist hymn. Whosoever meaneth who?
Me.
You. And it meaneth me. If I call, if I use my mouth and call for the name of the Lord or the word of the Lord, I shall be saved. I shall be healed. I shall be delivered. I shall be prospered. Are you here? Are you calling on the name of the Lord as your prosperer? Jesus, I make you my business partner. I call on you. What do you do when you call? How many of you ever called for a dog before?
Yep.
I'm not referencing Jesus as the dog, but this will make sense to you. How many of you have called? You guys have. You've called the dog, right? He's out in the yard. He's running around. It's time for dinner. What do you say?
Come here.
Go away. Go away. Get out of here, you flea bag. No, you stand in the house and you go, I wish the dog was here. I wish someday I had a dog that would eat this food. I see one out in the yard, but I've got this food and the dog's out there. I wish I could meet them up somehow. Maybe I'll text him. I mean, this is simplistic, but, you know, welcome to my world. How are you going to get the dog to come in the house? You're going to call the dog.
Yeah.
Come, Fido. Yeah. I say you should name your dog Prosperity. That way you're going, come, Prosperity. Come here, Prosperity. Because that's exactly what I'm saying. If you don't call for what the Word of God says, you won't have it. This is God's method. It's always been God's method. Let there be. Ever since let there be, this has been God's method. You call, and it comes. Whosoever shall call, shall be. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my provider. You know, I found it's been a whole different world for me since I've started saying Jesus is my provider. I have abundance and no lack. When I say I have abundance and no lack based on the word, what am I doing when I say it? I'm calling it. When I say the word, my God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, what am I doing? I am calling for that. And that is what I shall have.
Hallelujah.
When I say, by Jesus' stripes I was healed, what am I doing? I am calling by Jesus' stripes I was healed. He is the word. You understand? I'm calling for that word. That's it right there. If you can get that, it will change your life. It will change your physical body. It will change your finances. It will change your whole relationship structure. It'll change every part of your life. It's by calling on the name and the word of the Lord. And how do you do it? By using your mouth. Yeah. By Jesus' stripes I was healed. Sickness can't stay in my body. My God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
And any other promise you can find in the Bible. But you have to call it.
Yeah.
Your parents can't call it for you. They can up to a certain age. But then, you know, if you can learn as a kid to begin to call, now your life can be totally different. Is this true? Am I just spitting on people?
Amen.
This is true. This is what people need to hear. They need to call and be saved. Call and be saved. And I believe God spoke that to me not too long ago. He said he's raising up people that will show people how to call and be saved. How to call and be healed. They need to know this. This is the gospel. This is the word of faith which we preach. Hallelujah. Shoo. All right. Did I read something recently? Shoo. Hallelujah. Whosoever shall call shall be saved. All right. Go to Matthew 12. Like I said, all of that I just said has a big but on the end of it. You're like, brother, what are you saying? Has a big but. Yeah, it has a big but. All of these things you can call, but you can also ruin it. Because we have a lot of people that are calling it one way. Yes, my God supplies all my, especially in church and when everybody else is around. My God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Yes, amen. You want a patty cake? And then they go home, and what's coming out their mouth? God doesn't do anything for me. This doesn't work. The word doesn't work. No, you're not working the word. You got to work the word. Don't you want my job? My goodness. You get to just pick on things. Why? Because this is what you need. You understand? I can help you. I feel like running around pulling my hair out. I can help people, but they have to listen. And I hear them all the time, and I'll ask them, and I'll talk to them, and they're not doing this. They may give lip service or head knowledge to it, but they're not applying it consistently, and therefore they're not going to get the results. If the doctor gave you medicine, and he said, take these 3 times a day with water, and you only took it once every other day with a beer, what's going to happen to you? It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Are you right? Right? Yeah, but it felt really weird. Yeah, but it didn't do what it was supposed to do. I'm getting there. I'm almost done. Relax. But if you do what God said, and I've said this several times this morning, if you just apply yourself, stop thinking you know the better way. Just apply yourself to what God says and do it. You will see the result every time. Because God knows how to do this. All right. Jesus is Lord. Shoo. I thought this was a good message. Shoo. Hallelujah. Matthew 12:33. Either make, say make.
Make.
Make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make, say make.
Make.
Make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by its fruit. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, what?
Speak
good things. So how do you make the tree? I know I'm ahead of myself a little bit here, but how do you make the tree good? By speaking. How do you make the tree evil? By speaking, he said, make it good or make it evil, but you can't because you're evil. You can't make it good. Say, I'm going to have a good tree. That's going to grow a lot of good fruit. Hallelujah. Shoo. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by his fruit. Oh, generation of vipers. See? Here's Jesus. You guys get mad at me when I say stuff. Look at, read your Lord's words here. Oh, generation of vipers. I bet that went over big. I got a wave of amens. Amen! Oh, how do you think he said it? Oh, generation of vipers. That was funny. I think not. I think he probably spit on somebody. Oh, generation. How can you even say that without raising your voice? Oh, generation of vipers. Oh, generation of vipers. How can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Verse 35, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. Evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil things. And those things are the fruit of what? Your words. But I say unto you, you should really try to get this verse out of your Bible if you can. Maybe get one of those new translations, you know, that just extract certain verses. This would be a good one to extract. Although within it, within the truth lies your freedom. You know that?
Right.
The truth will set you free. And so if I point my finger at this truth, it can set you free of something that's been holding you in bondage.
Yes.
And that's what this message is all about. Hello? But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall what? Think?
Speak.
Does God put a premium on your words?
Oh, yes.
Every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. And idle means non-working. Like your car, when you put it in idle, it's not going forwards, it's not going back, it's non-working, non-productive.
Useless.
Nobody likes it when a pastor calls them useless. Or idle. They're not going anywhere. And I see it all the time. I see people that are useless and idle. And it's not on a personal level. It's their words. They aren't working. They aren't going forward into what God has for them. And this is the way. I'm showing you the way.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, I should have gave everybody some rotten fruit or something. They could have thrown it at me today. Now, brother, I'm helping you out here. You know, don't attack the messenger. Although people like to do it. But I say unto you, every idle word. How many? Your Bible can't say this. It's just, it's got to be a mistranslation. It says every. Every non-productive word that you speak, you're going to give account. On the day of judgment. Now, why would you give an account on the day of judgment? Listen, why would you give an account on the day of judgment? Because it didn't work here. You're going to stand judgment for the works that you did. Do you know this? We're going to stand judgment for the works that we did on this earth.
We are.
But it's our words on this earth that are either making us go forwards or go, are holding us back or keeping us idle. And so we're going to stand judgment then based on what we've done here. So our words here are what causes us to go forward or causes us to be held back. And that's what God spoke to me.
Wow.
No, people don't like it when I say God spoke to me. Well, tough, he did. I hear from God.
Yeah.
People think, oh, you're crazy.
No.
I think you're crazy if you don't.
That's right.
Why would you want to come listen to me? You know, I really, if I had to make up these things, I wouldn't be very good.
No.
I didn't do well in hermeneutics class. I was looking at the tack on the ceiling. Ha! Oh, Jesus is Lord. I don't know if you knew that. Hallelujah. All right, so hey, look at this. Every idle word you shall that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof on the day of judgment. For by thy words thy shall be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. And that's where God spoke to me, held back. People are being held back by their words. They're not, and they think it's something else. They think it's the system.
Right.
They think it's the government. They think it's the employer. They think it's their parents and the way they were brought up. They think it's their relatives and their neighbors.
Wow.
But none of that's holding you back. None of it.
Boom.
None of it.
None of it.
None of it. None of it.
Right.
What's holding you back according to what Jesus said? And what kind of words?
Idle.
Your idle words. Now, quick, go over here. We're almost there. You ready?
Yeah.
Well, Matthew 5, a couple chapters back. Almost done here. Matthew chapter 5. I guess I think, you know, when I say I'm almost done here, people go, yeah, I can make it through. Just a little bit more. If he just pulls a few more strips of tape off, I'll be okay. I'll survive. All right, Matthew chapter 5, verse... Hello?
37.
Shoo! But let your communication, what's your communication mean? Your speech, your words. Let your communication be yea, yea, or nay, nay. Nay to the devil, and yes to God. Let your communication be what? Either yes or no. Because anything else whatsoever is more than these comes of evil. Were any of you here last week? What did we say the definition of evil was? Something apart from God. Something that's not of God is evil. Oh, so when your words veer from that which God said about you, and I talked about this last week, what is it? If you say, I can't, and the Bible says you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you, what is it?
Evil.
It's evil speech. It's an evil report. We can't go up and take the land, but God said you could. Evil report kept him in the wilderness for 40 years. People are in the wilderness. They're going to die in the wilderness. And yes, they do what I'm telling you today, to do today. Isn't this a great message? I think it's better than I think you think it is. Right? Is that right? I'm tired of people dying in the wilderness. I don't want you to die in the wilderness. You know, we all hear the stories. Wouldn't it be great if somebody came back from hell and was yelling at them? Don't go there. Why? I'm telling you not to go there. Don't go there. Don't go to hell. And don't die in the wilderness. The people are in idol. He said anything that's beyond yea, yea, and nay, nay was evil. And this is where people's problem is at. Is they'll say the word of God. They'll say it once. My God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory. But then they'll say anything else other than that. And anything that comes that's besides the yea of that is either nay or evil. And it's both evil. It's either idle. It's either nay or idle. And it's why they're not getting anywhere. I would like to tell you a different way. But this is the way. When you make a decision, you find a promise of God, you refuse to let anything except yea, that promise, come out your mouth. Because anything else is idle and it's going to stop you. Hello? What's it going to do? You know, I know in the King James it says condemned, but it literally means to stop, to hold you back. You're being held back. Which makes sense if it's idle, right?
Right.
You will never see the healing until you refuse to say anything other than by his stripes I'm healed. I am healed. You will never see the prosperity flow that you're looking for. Yes, you. Until you continue to say only one thing. What is that? My God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, and I refuse to say anything else. I don't care if I've even got natural things to talk about. Yeah, but what about this bill? Let's get in. We'll talk about the bill. Don't get it too close to me. I'll burn it. A lot of people don't want it this hard. They don't want it that, but I'm trying to just tell you this is the way it is. And people that will receive it this way, they will be healed. They will be prospered. They shall be saved. Whosoever shall call and not waver. What did the Bible say about the man who wavers, the double-minded man? He's unstable. He's one way, then he's the next way. He's one way, he's the next way. He gets nowhere. You've heard of the saying, two steps forward, one step back? Am I right according to the word to call that evil?
Yes.
Isn't that evil?
Yes.
You go one step forward and one step back. It's evil. If you're not getting anywhere, you're going to stand judgment for it. Mm-hmm. Oh, brother. This is good news. Yes. Brother, you aren't making it sound like the good news. Well, if I didn't, then that's my fault. But it's still the good news. Because God gave you a mouth. And he wouldn't tell you to do something that you can't do. That would be unjust.
That's right.
God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now, what he said that. Now, for you to walk with him, you've got to agree with him. And what happens if you stop just agreeing with him? You're no longer walking with God. You've separated yourself. This message could really help somebody. I hope you're hearing it. Hallelujah. All the promises of God are yes and amen. 2 Corinthians 1:20. All the promises of God are what? Look over there. We'll end with this. Hopefully, maybe. Are you here? You'll still make lunch. What did I say? 2 Corinthians 1. Woo! Verse 20. For two of the promises of God in him are maybe and if it's my will. This is such good news. I mean, this is good news beyond good news. All the promises. Say all. The promises. All the promises of God are what?
Yes. Yay and yay.
He said yay. Let your yay be yay. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe. What, is this really that bad of a message?
No.
Throw something at me.
No, it's good.
Let your yay be yay. Let what God said yay about be your yay. If you're going to walk with God, yay.
Yay.
If you're not going to walk with God, let it be nay. Oh, well.
No, good,
glory be to God forever. But did you see that? Maybe, you know, I'm not getting it. Like, I thought that was the punchline. And I'm like, well, maybe I need a new joke. Maybe you want a different gospel. But as God is true, where was I? Oh, thank you. Woo! For all the promises of God in him. In who? In Christ Jesus. Are yay. And amen. So if you're in Jesus, one of the promises, by his stripes you were healed. Let that be yes to you.
Yeah.
Yay, that's me. Yeah. Yay. And I'm not going to say anything else. Because if I say anything else, it will be evil, and it will be unproductive, and it will hold me back. And I'm telling you, anyone else will hear, this is what's holding people back. Because they'll give me lip service, I'll call them on the phone, they'll say, yes, I know, the Bible says that, but you don't understand. You don't understand how I feel. And you don't understand what the doctor said. They want to tell me the nay. And I know behind my back they're saying nay. They probably say, or as soon as I get off the phone, nay. No, you name it and claim it, people. I'm preaching the Bible here. This is, right? This is the word of faith that we preach. We preach it. What is preaching but saying, proclaiming? This is the message. People are missing it because they're missing it in the saying part. And they're contaminating with their words. And they're going to stand judgment for them. And I'm like, stop it. What, do I have to be raised from the dead for people to listen to me? People wouldn't believe it anyway. That's what Jesus said about the guy who got raised from the dead. They wouldn't believe you anyway. They'd be like, wow, you didn't really die. You couldn't have. You look like death. But that's a different issue. I'm trying to tell you what your solution to your problem is. This could make you really happy or just irritate you. One or the other. It can make you really happy. Because you can leave here today with one thing in your mouth, a yay. A yay for any one of the promises of God. My God supplies all mine. All my need according to his riches and glory by Christ. Yeah, but what about? What about? What about what, you know, the creditors say? What about? What about? Yeah, what about? I'm not on their side. God's on my side. My God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hey, and I got something else to tell you. My God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hey, guess what? My God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ. Yeah, you sound like a crazy person. No, I'm called a blessed person. I'm called a healed person. I'm called a believer who's walking with God, who is the Word, and I'm having manifestation of His Word everywhere I go because I don't veer from it. I'm not like yay, yay, nay, nay. I'm yay all the time.
Yay! Yay.
Yay.
Hallelujah.
I hope I helped you out today.
Yes.
You know, you can correct yourself. Yes. You know, and I understand. The last thing you want to say when you think, you know, you aren't going to have enough money to do something that you need to do, the last thing you want to do is say, "My God supplies all my needs." But that's what you need to do. That's when you need to do it, because you're not walking with your circumstances. You're walking with God, who is above the circumstances, and you're walking with God, who is the Word, and you're calling those things that be not as though they were. And you're calling on the Word of the Lord, and you shall be saved. But if you don't call, you don't get it. Or if you call and then you veer from it, and you're like, yay, nay, yay, nay. I'm going to go vote for both candidates. I'm Republican and Democrat. I'm yay, nay. What party are you? Yay, nay. I'm for it and against it. You're worthless.
Yeah.
They're the worthless party. Pick God's side. Choose life. Choose life. Hallelujah. And keep your choice on it. Never veer from it. Never veer from it. And how do you veer from it? With your words. Because we're walking with God. He is the Word. And you walk with God by your words. Hello? And I'll just preach the same sermon next week. Hallelujah. It's just one of those things, you know. Dr. Hagin, he always said this, you know. You got to preach three times. You got to preach three times as much on the saying it part as you do on the believing part. And why is it? Because that you're with your mouth all day. Did you know that? You are with your mouth all day long. It's like, really? I'll write that one down. My mouth with me. It's true. I'm not with your mouth. You're with your mouth. And you have what you say. Right? Hallelujah. You look like you had a sickness on your body. Say, no, I got a healing on my body. You know, people think you're crazy. What do you care? Don't need to talk to them that much anyway. Go back in your room. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. You know, the devil can't stand it. He had to get Jesus off the Word, and it's the same way. He's got to get you off the Word. And if he can, guess what you get? Nothing. He knows that. Well, I know it too.
That's right.
I'm just telling you. How many would you like to see God manifest in your life?
Yes.
How many would like to see God manifest financially in your life?
Yes.
How many would like to see God manifest in physical healing in your life? Well, He is the Word, and you're going to have to agree with Him, and it can't be yay, yay, nay, nay. But if you can see it this way, and it's taken a while, it takes a while to get people to see it this way, that when I'm walking with God, I am walking by my speech. I'm agreeing with Him. And when I say, by Jesus' stripes I'm healed, I'm calling for that. And I shall be saved. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank You that Your Word is truth. I thank You that people have heard Your Word today, not only here, but even on the internet, out on the airwaves. Let these things be sealed. Find pleasure in the preaching of Your Word and in the fruit that comes thereof. I bind in Jesus' name any religious thoughts or devils that would try to extract that Word of the Lord that came to people today. They shall be saved. They shall follow this through. And Satan, you can't have them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. Let's just repeat this after me. You know, you get saved by doing what? Calling, right. Confessing, calling on the name of the Lord, you get saved. Right? But that's the first time it might be a born-again experience. When you called on the name of the Lord, you got saved. But a lot of people leave that verse right there and they don't call anymore. When the word salvation is all inclusive. You might need salvation in your monetary life. Hello? You might need salvation in your family life. You might need salvation in all these areas of life. Well, how are you going to get it? You're going to call on the name and the word of the Lord. And you shall be. Say shall be.
Shall be.
It's not an if. It's a shall be if you do it. So, when I have you call on the name of the Lord, I'm not really trying to get you. Most of you are probably saved in here, right? As far as when you die, you're born again, you're going to go to heaven when you die. Right? That's the beginning. That's the first time. That's the first call you make. But don't hang up the phone. Keep calling. And so if you've been away from God and you haven't been living right, what do? You return by calling again. You call on the name of the Lord and you're saved. And then if you've got physical problems in your body, you're going to call on the name of the Lord and you're going to be healed. You're going to be saved. Does this make sense?
Yes.
So it's not, I've been in churches where, you know, they give the salvation altar call every week, and I'm not against that, and I'm for it, I guess. But I'm more for people every week leaving right with God. Every week calling, claiming. I did it this morning. What do you think of that? You think I was trying to get saved again, as in die and go to heaven? When I got up in the morning, I said, Jesus, I make you Lord of my life. Jesus, I make you Lord of my mind. Jesus, I make you Lord of my mind. Jesus, you're Lord of my mind. Jesus, I make you Lord of my body. You're Lord of my body. Sickness can't stay in my body. Jesus is Lord of my body. I'm calling on the name of the Lord. Jesus, you're Lord of my finances. You're Lord of my checking accounts. You're Lord of my businesses. You're Lord of the ministry. What am I doing? Am I trying to get saved and go to heaven? Right? Well, how many of you want Jesus Lord over your business? What if Jesus is Lord over your business? What's going to happen?
Hallelujah.
Prosper.
Woo.
Are you right? Right?
Yes.
Jesus Lord over your physical body. What?
Yes.
Healed and blessed. Right? Ha, 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 ha. All right. So let's just confess together, and that's really why I'm explaining this to you, because I feel that this is a way, this is the scripture, a way for somebody to get saved, and it's also the way I got saved. Guess what I did when I got saved? I said, Jesus, help me. It's not, the best salvation prayer, but it worked. I called on the name of the Lord, and I got saved. And so if we can teach people, say teach. Teach people to call, they shall be saved.
Hallelujah.
And salvation is good. It's better than the other stuff.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Hallelujah. So everybody raise your hand up and say this. Jesus,
I make you Lord
of my life.
I make you Lord of my past.
I make you Lord of my present.
I make you Lord of my future.
Jesus,
I make you Lord of my
mind. You are Lord over my mind.
Jesus,
I make you
Lord over my physical body.
You are my healer.
Jesus,
I make you Lord over my finances.
You are more than enough.
You provide for all my needs.
You are my Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God forever.
Hallelujah.
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 So who's Lord over your finances?
Jesus.
Who's Lord over your physical body?
Jesus.